This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:18 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Xiaoning and Chen Li. In the meantime, we're shifting our attention to matters of the sexual harassment bill, domestic violence, and protection of women. Now, over the last 2 years of the pandemic, there were a lot of distressing reports of domestic violence, as many women were trapped at home due to the various movement control orders. I think based on government data, more than 5,200 police reports were lodged over domestic violence for the year in 2020. So now, though, we're turning our attention to terms of policy and whether we're making the right policy movements moving forward.
So on the last day of this Dewan Rakyat session, the long-awaited sexual harassment bill did not come to pass after discussions with different stakeholders. And the rationale for the delay was actually to ensure a meticulous review of this bill, which was actually welcome. So at the same time, it was also reported that the federal government plans to allow banks to freeze accounts of alimony defaulters to protect women who have to take care of their children after divorce. Similarly, there are proposals for Sharia court judges to deliver divorce and alimony decisions simultaneously to expedite all processes and avoid prolonged distress.
So it looks like there's some positive movements in the right direction. For more thoughts on this, we speak to Betty Yeo, co-founder at the All Women's Action Society, also known as AWAM, and a training consultant at Engender Consultancy. She's one of the representatives from the Joint Action Group for Gender Equality, or JAG, that was part of the meeting held at Parliament House on the sexual harassment bill. Betty, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us today. Could we maybe start with getting a bit of context on the whole situation in Malaysia? Police reports of domestic violence actually saw a slight drop in 2020 compared to previous years. But are these figures actually underreported?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me on BFM. Well, I think this is quite a usual scenario where we see figures drop suddenly because people could not go out and make reports. And even when reports are made, it is normally still an underreported figures. And during the time of the pandemic, we could see difficulties of the clients or the survivors to go out and make a report. Hence, even the UN Women has called it a shadow pandemic, because when there is a pandemic, these people couldn't go out. And the more they couldn't go out, they are with the survivors, with the perpetrators. Hence, a lot of violence do happen within the family.
Do you think the government has done anything in terms of helping women access, let's say, shelters, or being able to make police reports easier?
Well, in the first instance, I recall that there was a helpline run by the Ministry of Women called Talian Kasih. And at that point of time, when the pandemic first started, MCO started to come in, the line was halted. But we know how difficult women face to get help. And through the calls of all the NGOs that supported women, the helpline was opened back again. And on the other hand, because of the movement control, women couldn't go out and make reports. And organizations like AWAM, we had to go and talk to the police. And the police were very open. They supported even the women who needed to travel to go to make reports. And subsequently, there were also discussion, and police were working together with community to make sure that people who need help gets the help. And in another move by the Women Ministry, I think it's somewhere in 2021, the ministry started to train volunteers known as the Wajah Squad, or Women Against, Women Anti-Crime Squad. So they are supposed to help people with domestic violence cases through psychosocial and mentoring activities. So these are some of the policies and actions taken by the authorities.
And staying on government action, can you give us an update on the sexual harassment bill? And what is the Joint Action Group for Gender Equality advocating for?
Well, the Joint Action Group for Gender Equality has been working on this standalone bill for over 30 years. And this current push included not just the Joint Action Group, but Engender as well as young women making change in this journey of advocacy. And we finally seized it in Parliament and went through the first reading. But unfortunately, through the though the whole bill was done up by a special project team, what went through the Parliament came out to a surprise to us, and there was a lot of shortcomings or gaps. So what the coalition, I would call, did is, I'll just name a few key areas that the bill, we proposed amendments or new sections. Amendments included like creating intimidating, offensive, hostile environment would be considered a form of sexual harassment as well, the definition. And we want also to add on prohibition of sexual harassment as well as assisting sexual harassment. Because very often you know that it's not just done by a person. There may be others who directly or indirectly also assisted in the form of sexual harassment. And one key issue that we really want to call for is organizational duties. Because if you talk about sexual harassment and you do not have enough support within an organization to prevent as well as to protect, then it's almost going back to the drawing board. And another key area we also wanted to add in as a new provision is victimization. So when a person or survivor wants to complain, they must feel safe that with complaint, they do not get any pushback or they are not attacked backwards in cases they report. So victimization is very important. And currently, when the bill is postponed, it's like a pause on it for the lawmakers, like the drafters of the law, especially from the AG chambers, from the parliamentary law drafters. We actually met just prior to the parliament postponing it to make sure that all these proposals made were reviewed. And we really hope that this bill will be amended with new provisions considered. And this will then only make the standalone anti-sexual harassment bill more holistic, effective, and victim-centric.
Okay, so Betty, what is the next steps? I mean, when do you see the timeline of this bill actually being passed? Because I'm shocked to find out that this bill has been in discussion for, what, 30 years?
Well, the whole preparation discussion has been going on almost 30 years. And the original draft that was submitted was in 2001. So even if it is not 30 years in the exact bill submission, it has been over 20 years. And it is only now in the parliament. And that is why the coalition is so committed to make sure that when this bill gets passed, it's definitely going to be holistic and victim-centric to ensure that it is being... all the efforts that's put in is worthwhile, Because if it is just going to come up with a tribunal, what happens if people are afraid to go to the tribunal? It's again zero. So that's why we are really, really advocating. And thanks to the ministry, to the AG's chamber, and most recently, Dato' Azalina has arranged all this meeting to come together, we are making some headway. And we hope that this headway will continue to move to ensure that the people in this country enjoys this kind of protection and sexual harassment is prevented.
Betty, can I ask, what are the obstacles to incorporating all those elements that coalitions and NGOs want to see in the Act? What are the main stumbling blocks ahead?
Well, one of the initial comment on the stumbling block is actually coming in from the employer sector, the Malaysian Employers Federation. And the other stumbling block, which is a real key issue as well, is the harmonizing of laws. Because as you understand, one law protects one thing, and when we have a comprehensive law, definitely it's going to be touching on many, many ministries or other things. But I think if we could wait for 30 years to have a bill there, we could work on it to make sure that this will come up a holistic bill to protect everyone.
Betty, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. We're definitely going to be monitoring progress on this bill. That was Betty Yeo, co-founder of the All Women's Action Society, or AWAM, and training consultant at Engender Consultancy, giving us the updates on progress of the anti-sexual harassment bill, currently on pause in the Malaysian Parliament for further discussions. And she sounded quite optimistic that a better bill can come out of these discussions.
Yeah, because it sounds like there are more stakeholders engaged in this conversation. But I'm still shocked that it has taken 30 years. And why? Why are lawmakers dragging their feet on something so critical as this?
I guess it just shows how little attention is being paid to the protection of women on this front. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.